This is Akashwani. The news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia this morning. In the first leg, Mr. Modi will undertake a visit to Ghana. This will be the first visit to the West African nation by an Indian Prime Minister in the last three decades. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi emphasized that Ghana is a valued partner in the Global South and plays a significant role in the African Union and the economic community of West African states. India's High Commissioner to Ghana, Manish Gupta, emphasized the important role that India continues to play in the economic reset agenda of the West African nation. Mr. Gupta also highlighted the defense cooperation that is one of the prominent agenda items of this historic visit. The High Commissioner concluded by underscoring the importance of this visit as Indian outreach to the economic community of West African states region and the African Union. The Quad members have called for bringing the perpetrators, organizers and financiers of the Pahalgam terror attack to justice without any delay and urged UN member nations to extend cooperation for it. The joint statement from the Quad foreign ministers meeting held in Washington, D.C. condemned in the strongest terms the terrorist attack in Pahalgam April 22 this year, which claimed the lives of 25 Indian nationals and one Nepali citizen. They unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. It also urged all UN member states, following their obligations under international law and relevant UN Security Council resolutions, to cooperate actively. The BJP has accused the Congress of winning the Nilambur Assembly by-poll in Kerala with the support of Jamaat-e-Islami. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Kerala BJP State President Rajiv Chandrasekhar accused the Congress of doing politics of appeasement. He said that in 2018, former Chief Minister of Congress Uman Chandy had also said in the court that Jamaat-e-Islami is a dangerous and anti-national organization. Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare said that extensive studies by the Indian Council of Medical Research and All India Institute of Medical Sciences have conclusively established no linkage between COVID-19 vaccines and sudden deaths among adults post-COVID-19. The ministry noted that studies conducted by ICMR and the National Centre for Disease Control affirm that COVID-19 vaccines in India are safe and effective with extremely rare instances of serious side effects. The ICMR and NCDC have been working together to understand the causes behind sudden unexplained deaths, especially in young adults between the ages of 18 and 45 years. Sigachi Industries Limited today announced an ex gratia of 1 crore rupees to the families of those who were killed in the accident at its unit in Sangareddy district of Telangana on Monday. In a statement, the company said the accident had resulted in the loss of 40 employees and left 33 others injured. The management stated that it was actively coordinating the emergency response, offering support to families and cooperating with the ongoing investigation and regulatory compliance processes. India's scheduled commercial banks continue to record improvement in their asset quality, with the gross and net non-performing asset ratios declining to multi-decadal lows of 2.3% and 0.5% respectively. The first batch of yatris from Jammu has reached Kashmir this forenoon. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha flagged off the first batch of devotees for the pilgrimage to the holy cave of Sri Amarnath Ji from Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu in the pre-dawn hours today. The India Met Department has issued an orange alert for Dibang Valley, Upper Subansiri, Lower Siang, Tirap, Longding, Papumpare and Pakekesang districts in Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has predicted thunderstorms with lightning and very heavy rainfall very likely at isolated places. Additionally, IMD has issued a yellow alert for the remaining districts in the state. The spell of monsoon rainfall continues intermittently in Himachal Pradesh today. However, some areas remain under cloud cover. During the monsoon season so far, incidents of cloudbursts, floods and landslides have claimed 51 lives across the state, while several people are still missing. The third leg of the 2025 Grand Chess Tour will begin this evening in Croatia, featuring a star-studded lineup that includes world number one Magnus Carlsen and reigning world champion Di Gukesh. It is going to be the first meeting between Gukesh and Carlsen since their dramatic encounter at Norway Chess in May this year. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.